Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about some salt. All roads lead to healthy salt for metabolism and health. So we're going to cover some basic elements that we tend to overlook. Even medicine is overlooking. Also, we probably get into some protecting blood, you know, making sure our blood is good and healthy, because it really is an organ. Our blood, most people don't think of it as an organ, but it is. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm seeking the Lord's face. And today's devotional is putting us in Proverbs and in Psalms. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, people sometimes don't understand what truth will set you free thing means. What it just means is that the judgment, if you're truthful, it means you'll be found blameless. Amen. And find the time. Seek the Lord's face. That is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, I'm looking at this survey. This survey, they were saying Americans are just, you know, bored. Out of a year, about 131 days, they were just bored. This is a new survey. 2,000 Americans were surveyed. Average adult said they a third of their time they're bored. For the survey, researchers defined boredom as one involving simply no fun at all, or so you know they were just, you know, they can't be entertained. They said out of a typical week, the dreaded boredom was 36%. If you're looking at hours per week, that was like 60.48 hours. If you're looking at weeks, 52 weeks in a year, that would be like 131.4 no fun days in a year. Oh boy. You know what I call that? I call that adulting. You know, life isn't always about being entertained. And 73% miss aspects of what they remember, even from childhood. You know, they miss this stuff. This is what they're looking backwards to. They liked their childhood where they had friends. They were entertained. They had few responsibilities. They went to lots of birthday parties and didn't have a care in the world. Well, welcome to adulthood. Moving along in the quack report. San Francisco investigations are underway on one doctor regarding measles vaccination exemptions. I wonder how long this would take. City officials, this is the city attorney Dennis Herrera in California. They have subpoenaed the records of a Dr. Kenneth Stoller. They said that he seems to have issued several measles vaccine exemptions for children entering school. So they want to make sure that the medical exemptions he issued were following the guidelines and the law, because the law says in California a medical exemption is such as you have an allergy to a vaccine or you're undergoing chemotherapy. So San Francisco is really the first city to seek enforcement of vaccine laws by investigating a doctor. So the College of Law of San Francisco is underway trying to decipher if, you know, a doctor who's supposed to know what he's doing, or I guess, is issuing, I guess, fake exemptions. That's what they're going to look for. Well, that's our world. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Well, we covered a story on that recently, Frank, where, you know, most of the states are going, they're whittling down those exemptions to vaccines. It's going to get down to just the medical. You watch. Religious is going away. You know, conscientious objection is going away. So they're just going to get down to the medical. And then what are they going to do? They're going to prosecute doctors? All right. Let's talk about all roads leading to SALT. I love this topic, really. We've touched on it from time to time. But we got some new data from medicine, modern medicine. And, you know, I have to ask, what does medicine know and not know about salt? What are patients taught with regards to using salt? And most physicians advise us, you know, use salt in a very conservative manner or not at all due to the risks of elevating blood pressure. Yet, upon admission to the hospital, the standard protocol is to start a patient on an IV drip containing saline or salt. So are all the medical recommendations using salt, do they involve the table salt, which is that highly processed, distilled type of salt? Well, regular table salt has had really 84 microminerals removed from it. And the average American We consume 0.29 ounces of salt daily. That's about a half a tablespoon. That's how much salt we take in a day. So what might a person achieve with a salt that still contains its minerals? Well, we tend to lump salt into just one category, sodium chloride. In order to improve health, we really should be more concerned even with something as common as salt. So we're going to take a look at one of the most basic but important elements in health. I know, Frank says it's toxic. Well, we're going to talk about the differences in a toxic and a healthy salt here today. Regulating salt in foods has kind of been what government's been trying to do. Dietary restrictive guidelines on the use of salt have been pretty much in effect for decades, but the heart associations and the medical physicians and the dietitians all propose salt restrictions. And in 2010, the Institute of Medicine asked the FDA to officially regulate salt consumption by Americans through the food manufacturers, which a lot of them did comply. So the propaganda on salt is still that all salt is bad for your health. So where are the studies supporting that claim? Well, in 2010, the American Journal of Hypertension did a study. They looked at over 6,000 volunteers, and they found no basis that salt puts people at a higher risk of heart attack, stroke, or death. The Journal of the American Medical Association found similar findings in 2011, and they stated that low-salt diets are bad for you and increase your risk of heart disease. So which is it? Is salt bad or not? Well, I think it depends on the people you're studying and the salt you are testing. Because some cultures consume more salt in their foods and their genes are used to it, while others are not. So we have studies telling us salt is bad for our health and then others saying it's necessary for health. Here is a quote from Scientific American, July 8, 2011. They said, the American Journal of Medicine study compared the daily sodium intakes of 78 million Americans to the risk of dying from heart disease over a 14-year period. And they found that the more salt people ate, the less likely they were to die from heart disease. End of quote. Well, what about your kidneys? There's a kidney factor here with regard to salt. One area really to consider is how healthy are your kidneys with regard to using or consuming salt. The processed salt that we refer to as the table salt, it's sodium chloride. We refer to it as sodium chloride, and it can be hard on healthy kidneys, and this can actually push up your blood pressure. Here is a quote from Michael Alderman. He's an epidemiologist at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And he says, the human kidney is made by design to vary the accretion of salt based on the amount you take in. There should be a large clinical trial on what happens to people on low salt diets over time. We just don't know. Therefore, the health benefits promised on low salt consumption are simply wild explorations. Yeah, no scientific data there, huh? Well, let's look at less salt. Does that mean more morbidity? Well, in 2012, the American Journal of Hypertension stated that low salt diets may reduce blood pressure, but raises urinin, which is your protein enzyme that is secreted by the kidneys, and also raises your cholesterol and triglycerides in your blood. They concluded that the slight reduction in blood pressure by a low-salt diet did not outweigh the other antagonistic effects. Here's what the American Journal of Hypertension said. Lower sodium excretion is associated with higher cardiovascular death morbidity. Therefore, less sodium did not translate to less morbidity or improved survival. And then also Scientific American said, the 1988 InterSALT study designed to resolve contradictions in salt studies failed to demonstrate any linear relationship between salt intake and blood pressure. Wow. So, well, let's look at the necessity of salt, because the historical records have often cited that wars were started over access to salt. So if we could get our electrolytes from plants, we wouldn't have risked lives over salt. So the entire body relies on salt to function, and our blood plasma consists of this salty fluid, and it's a host to the white and the red blood cells and other tissues, because blood really is a living organ. That's right. So babies float around in amniotic fluid in the womb, and that fluid is identical to ocean water. So in many instances, poor bone health can be associated with salt depletion. So if we don't get a balanced salt product in our body, the salt we do have can be displaced, and it can cause things like hardening of the arteries, cataracts, and even kidney failure. So let's talk about the mineral difference here, because the research modern medicine bases its recommendations on with regard to the intake of sodium chloride is on the processed salt, your table salt. So often it's referred to the table salt, and this is a product that has been stripped of the minerals either from underground salt deposits or from ocean water through a distillation method. So the end product is left with sodium chloride and additives to prevent clumping, and in some instances they add back synthetic iodine to prevent thyroid goiters. Therefore, what you have is in this table salt is, you know, a compound that supposedly would belong to a larger class of salts. So the other 84 minerals in natural salt have been removed. Therefore, the body does not get the full health benefit from your processed salt, and can also be really compared to a pharmaceutical drug because it does produce some side effects. And why is that? Well, the other minerals in your salt act as buffers to protect us from the harshness of sodium chloride, but that's been removed in table salt. But if you get a whole salt, it's going to contain those minerals, including magnesium, to enhance the flavor of your food. Processed salt doesn't have that, and it really numbs your taste buds, and it reduces the flavor of your food. Well, let's look at the function of salt metabolically. When we have a whole salt that has all the minerals in it, the health benefits pretty enormous, actually. It efficiently transports your nutrients of sugar, amino acid, proteins, and water through the system. It will extract 7 times more nutrition from your vegetables, because hydrochloric acid is made from the salts to do that. Also, it balances body energy as well as strengthens your cell walls of your cells. It maintains healthy blood pressure. It balances your fluids so you avoid dehydration and edema, because water and salt in your system are counter-regulatory. Also, it transmits nerve impulses, so it works like a conduit for the nervous system. And also, it helps contract and relax muscles, as well as improve your brain function, improve your bone health. Actually, salts help your bones for smooth joint movements and good bone density. And also healthy kidney and bladder tissue is what you get when you have minerals from your salt. So this whole food salt that still contains the 84 microminerals will assist the body in using just what it needs and then void out what it doesn't need without any toxicity, okay? So when you get a table salt that's been processed, that action doesn't happen. So your body is going to require really a third less salt when you get the salt with all the minerals in it. Well, let's look at the body functions, because the focus of salt has been on, you know, the impact on the cardiovascular system and the high blood pressure. But whole salt with all the minerals is also beneficial to your kidney function. Without the right salt, people experience a lot of malfunction in the bowel and kidney area. So it often produces incontinence when people are suffering from today. The reason is the minerals in salt help maintain and regenerate kidney and bladder tissue. In order for cells to regenerate, they need the whole salt, and they need the buffers in the whole salt to do that. So they need all of it. So whole salt with 84 microminerals helps to dissolve impurities and prevent oxalate crystal formations on the kidney filters that cause stones. And these crystals inhibit kidney function by damaging the nerve endings, which control the flow of fluids through the kidneys. So processed salt can make the kidneys retain fluid. So the same fluid retention can actually accumulate in other areas of your body, such as in your joints. So research from the University of Ireland in November 2011 stated that the salt will increase the urinary output of potassium to lower stroke risk, but can increase certain cardiovascular events. But keep in mind, their testing was on the ordinary salt, the table salt, that was stripped of the nutrition. Having the right salt will be really imperative. So what we see in the scientific salt studies is how the body tolerates and reacts to highly processed salt, and most of the nutrition is missing. So when the buffers are removed from the salt, we then have a devitalized agent that the body reacts to as if it were a drug. Well, and then I get the question of ocean salt versus mind salt. And I hear this monthly, at least. I'm often asked, what about these salts which are mined from the earth? And these salts are really compacted, and they can contain shale, which can clog kidneys. And these salts tend to come in varied colors of orange to brownish orange, kind of like the Himalayan salts you see. Yeah. I tend to avoid that type of salt. The ocean salt is really similar, really close to our chemistry. And if it's sun-dried, it does retain the 84 minerals. So it's often called Celtic sea salt. And when salt is artificially processed, dried or heated to reduce the drying time, it will turn it white, and then the minerals are depleted. So if the salt is allowed to sun dry, it will have this off-white or slightly grayish color to it. Therefore, color is going to be an indicator if you're getting a whole food sun-dried Celtic salt or not that still contains all 84 minerals. So France is still the country that sun-dries their salt on the coast in their salt flats. They got the clay and the sand salt flats that help the water drain and the salt to dry. Well, let's look at a little history lesson, because the ancient civilizations of the world used salt not only to flavor food, but also to preserve meats, to pay tithes and wages. And it was a highly valued natural food source because it preserves human life. And I believe we are getting too much of the table salt that has really no life in it, because it has so little nutrition we overcompensate when we use it. And the Celtic salt that contains that balanced nutrition, well, you use a third less salt. Your body doesn't require so much. Let me read you this quote from Jacques Delaringue. He was a PhD and author. He was a mineral expert. He's now deceased, but he said, processed salt has had 83 microminerals removed, and these minerals are sold to other industries for a greater profit. And what is left is a devitalized salt not worthy of the dung pile, end quote. Also, Sam Beiser, University of Natural Healing, says, in the Middle Ages, criminals were sometimes sentenced to a cell with no salt, and it would mean death in 1 month. So that's how important salts are to our life, sustaining life. If we don't have it, we're dead. Well, we should think about this the next time you hear about salt-restricted diets that physicians give patients and ask, you know, what is medicine doing? And why don't they know about the vitality of the right salt? Having no salt is going to spell heart failure in a skinny minute. So people living along the coasts of Japan and the Mediterranean, they consume a lot of seafood loaded with natural salt. So much so, their salt intake is 2,000 times greater, right? Yet they don't have, or they have very few cases of heart disease, cancer, or diabetes. So this is an example of the whole food salt that's in a food form and has organic buffers still in it, and the body voids out what it doesn't need. So there's no toxicity. So if we take away the fluids, humans are really just a pile of minerals, and these minerals need to be replenished and in the correct balance. Fortunately for us, we don't have to reinvent the wheel with some laboratory product when we already have Celtic sea salt. So if you're looking to purchase salt, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have it. They do import it from France, and you can give them a call. Their toll-free number in the United States and Canada is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, on the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. The salt has its own category, its own tab. Just click on salt. They do offer it in fine ground and coarse ground. They have it in bags. They have it in salt grinders. They have it in salt shakers. So you can just, you know, just go for it there. Now, don't forget, they have their Mother's Day sale running that is still on, and it runs through the 12th of May. It's the Mother's Day special, so you'll save 20% if your basket total is $50 or more. So this is a great time to get some salt. And if you want to know how much salt to get, basically 1 pound of the fine ground would last you about a year. Okay, so just think about that. And real salt like this, since it does have magnesium, it's not dry as a bone. Okay, it's just different. I mean, when I discovered real salt, goodness, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, it could have knocked me over the feather. It was huge. I mean, when you take a pinch of table salt, the processed stuff, I mean, you'll be thirsty. Okay. If you take a pinch of the Celtic salt, you're not thirsty. See? So salt is basic for our chemistry. Without oxygen and water, salt would be, you know, on the list for survival. So the body has to have it. So if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the free newsletters, which go out each week. Tomorrow, the HealthQuest newsletter is going to be mailed out. It's only delivered by email, so you have to sign up online. And it's perfect. It's completely free, and you'll get a lot of natural health tips and things in that. Now, the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and it includes a lot of natural healing things and, of course, financial market stuff. So the folks at Discount Gold and Silver help us out and contribute to the issue. So both of them are free. There's no subscription price. And it's just a nice thing to get in your email to help you figure out some of these perplexing things in life and be healthier and wealthier out there. So thepowerherbs.com, just click on books and newsletter and sign up. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about keeping our blood really healthy, because that's real important, because life is in the blood. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I just don't feel like waking up. Wanna stay inside my dreams. Sometimes I feel like I am breaking up. Do you know just how that feels? Hope is for the hope. It's a dream that never dies. Faith is for the faithful.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One of my favorites. All right, we're going to be talking about how we can make sure our blood is healthy. A lot of people getting blood infections, you know, cancer of the blood, bacterial infections. They can't stop. So infections of the blood are becoming more common. And these types of infections are also known as sepsis or septicemia. Those are the medical terms. And medicine is telling us that pathogenic organisms and their toxins, which are released into the bloodstream, can poison the blood and then poison tissue and organs, creating organ shutdown and death. So if the condition isn't cleared, it's fatal. It's really fatal. So according to medicine, if you get sepsis, and this is a global problem. Okay, it's not just in, you know, highly industrialized countries. This is everywhere. It's really the number one cause of infectious death in hospitals. So you can pick it up there. Despite all the drug therapy, all the vaccines, all the intensive care treatments, you can get sepsis, go into the hospital, and die there. So what is causing this upsurge in sepsis? And is there a natural way to avoid it? Well, Statistically, scientific medicine claims sepsis infections kill more people than cancer, but few people have heard about sepsis, let alone have any fear of it like cancer. So if people were educated to understand that sepsis is really blood poisoning, then they would have more of a concern. So every country around the world has sepsis statistics, and developed countries along with third world countries have the same risk of death from this blood poisoning. So the most vulnerable are the young and the old. They're at more at risk than anyone else, especially if they're chronically ill. However, statistics show that more males than females tend to get blood poisoning. So the developing countries, 60 to 80% of the annual deaths do involve sepsis or blood poisoning. So hospitals are starting to report a steady increase in sepsis by threefold over the last 10 years. Here's an example. In 2000, the CDC reported 621,000 cases, but then by 2000, it had jumped to 1,141,000 cases. So sepsis cases outnumber cardiovascular hospital admissions. The United States alone, sepsis outnumbers the deaths from breast cancer, prostate cancer, and death by AIDS all combined. So this is serious. So what are the risk factors? Well, according to scientific medicine, common infections and conditions can lead to sepsis, and patients who have survived a sepsis infection have an increased risk of dying even after they recover. So the risk factors are if you're diabetic, if you have cancer or AIDS, if you have kidney disease, liver disease, if you're a burn patient, if you have severe trauma in the hospital a while, if pregnancy, giving birth there, leaky gut or leaky blood vessels, if you have that problem, as well as abnormal blood clotting, inflammatory diseases, congested organs, influenza, pneumonia, meningitis, malaria, urinary tract infections, skin infections like cellulitis, appendicitis, especially if it's ruptured, catheter use, evasive medical procedures, dirty hospital equipment that gets inserted into patients is a risk, as well as those that are confined to healthcare settings long-term, let's say nursing home and stuff like that. So what are some of the triggers? Sepsis is usually triggered by an infection or a buildup of toxins due to the filtering organs, which are not filtering properly. Then you get this free flow of toxicity slowed down or even stopped. So then you can get like a stagnation in the system. And this promotes widespread inflammation. And if the infection doesn't get cleared, the person will go into shock and die, usually within 2 days. Well, let's look at some of the sepsis microbes. Other than the diseases already mentioned here, sepsis can also develop from a fungal infection, other bacterial infections or viral infections, or even from parasites. So pandemic-like infections like Ebola and dengue fever can bring about sepsis. Well, what are some of the causes? Well, there's an increase in sepsis due to disease, obviously, due to hygiene problems and neglect. So according to Modern Medicine's clinical assessment, they report the contributing factors to the rise in the blood poisoning is 7 to 10-fold higher than normal, and they think it's due to a combination of factors. And they list an aging population, an increase in chronic diseases, unnecessary surgical interventions or evasive procedures, poor socioeconomic conditions, as well as immune suppressive and chemotherapy treatments, and overuse of antibiotics, creating a spread of drug-resistant organisms. However, in the May 2014 Journal of the American Medical Association, they reported that a whopping 50% of hospital deaths were linked to sepsis. And they figured that at least 10% of all hospital patients develop sepsis. So the CDC ran the numbers to find 750,000 U.S. hospital patients had sepsis. The Agency for Healthcare Research found This accounted for about 25% of all the hospital charges. Well, that makes sense because sepsis is the most expensive condition to treat because it's more long-term. Let's look at the cost of that care for a sec. According to the medical science, the earlier the sepsis condition is treated, the better off the patient will be. They could avoid an extended hospital stay in intensive care and avoid the expense of treatment. The Agency for Healthcare Research reports that treating sepsis, one of the most expensive therapies to have in U.S. hospitals, costs $24 billion a year. The cost of sepsis care increases by 12% each year. Here's a quote from the Agency for Healthcare Research. They said the cost related to sepsis, including long-term substantial care, includes rehabilitation, delayed return to work, and family support networks, making the cost huge. Dr. John Griswold, surgeon, Texas University Health Science Center, says sepsis is one of the most costly diseases in healthcare. And it's on the rise. And I think a majority of the cases you get at the hospital, and I think a lot of it is because the hospitals aren't cleaned properly and the equipment's not cleaned properly. So how medicine treats sepsis? Well, the effects on the body from sepsis can kind of be massive and complex. Doctors usually start with massive antibiotics. And now when bacterial infections aren't under control, they'll combine antibiotic drug therapy. So if there's a drop in the blood pressure, medications are given for that. Then there's lots of tests done, oxygen levels, blood gases, intravenous fluids. So a sepsis patient could need a mechanical ventilator to breathe or kidney dialysis or even surgery. So the drug list is pretty long. Vasodilator pressors, corticosteroids, antibiotics, blood thinners, immune system suppressants to lower the inflammation. So the likelihood of amputation is pretty high, and prolonged hospitalizations from sepsis are the norm. Here is a quote from a professor of chemistry at Texas University Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, Dimitri Pappas. He says this: treating sepsis with massive antibiotics is a standard approach, but you're creating drug-resistant bacteria. So there is a need to not over-treat sepsis, which could lead to additional problems. So how they identify sepsis? Well, if a patient is in the hospital, how does medicine determine if the patient has blood poisoning? Well, normally the hospital runs tests, bacterial cultures, but it can take 2 to 15 days to get those results. And in the meantime, the patient could die within 2 days from sepsis. So we're told that Christopher Reeve and Muhammad Ali both died from sepsis. And according to researchers at Texas Tech University Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, they think they have discovered a faster way of detecting sepsis. Instead of culturing the bacteria, they look at the immune system response to the bacteria. So they use what is called microfluidics to detect the immune system, see if it's fighting sepsis, and state they can actually have results in just 4 hours. So there are certain white blood cells that the immune system uses will be there to fight sepsis. So with one drop of blood, these microfluidic tests can tell them if sepsis is present, and they can test frequently to see if the treatment is working. Now, medicine feels that the immune system overreacts to this type of infection, and they also refer to a systemic inflammation response as a syndrome of blood poisoning. So that's why they tend to suppress your immune function when you get an infection. And I'm like, that's not the natural response the body has, is it? No, the body wants to fight it. Here's a quote from Dr. John Griswold, Department of Surgery, Texas University Health Science Center. He says, sepsis is the leading cause of death in intensive care units in the United States, and patients diagnosed with sepsis have a 30% chance of dying. If vital organs are affected, they have a 70% chance of dying. The elderly have an 85% chance of dying if over the age of 75. Well, let's look at some prevention methods, shall we? I have often stated that organ cleansing, including blood cleansing, is a natural way to avoid conditions such as sepsis as much as possible. I also feel that diabetics are at a greater risk of blood becoming toxic and should do cleanses from the bowel to the blood system more than once a year. But that's just my feeling. The herbal organ cleanses are usually a natural way to sweep the entire system of these impurities and even heavy metals, pharmaceutical residues, pesticides, and so forth. So if you're taking a daily prescription medication, it's going to be well worth your effort to investigate a natural replacement for that. For instance, in many cases, people can use hawthorn berry tincture instead of anti-clot blood thinning medicines like Warfarin. Medical science has tested hawthorn, and it works just as well or better. One of the most effective formulas to cleanse the blood is the blood cleanse formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. It really should be the very last cleanse you do, and you do a brief burst of 3 days. Now, we do use that formula in emergency cases. Let's say there's a poisoning or a venomous bite. We'll use it in a short burst to counter that. Gentian root is also a great inhibitor to the Ebola virus, the hemorrhagic fever type viruses. And that formula I would definitely add to their pandemic kit. So you can find the cleanses there, including the blood cleanse. They do have the gentian root, and they do have the pandemic kit there. And the herb formulas are liquids, and they have a shelf life of 10 years. So properly store those away from heat and light, and you have a kit ready to roll. So if you're thinking about looking into stuff like that, definitely give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is their web address. 866-229-3663. If you're interested, we do have a nice little endorsement from a medical doctor, Michael Munhill from Blytheville, Arizona. He says, as an alternative physician, I have access to and constantly compare herbal tinctures from all over the world. Your products are high quality, and please don't ever change the quality. I choose Apothecary Herbs for the quality and uniqueness of their formulations. Well, yeah, we do attract a lot of medical doctors, nurses that call up. I mean, here they are in a profession, and they're calling to see what herbal options they can have, which is, I think, great. Really, it is great. Now, get 20% off if you want to get a pandemic kit, for instance. Now's the time. Mother's Day special runs through the 12th, so check that out. Already discounted up on the website, or if you want to give them a call, you'll be extended that discount on phone orders. If you are mailing in an order, and a lot of you do, and that's just perfectly fine, do get it postmarked by the 12th and get the discount. All right. We're going to be shifting gears. We've got a few minutes here. I want to talk about some of the nutrition in foods, and hopefully, you know, we can pick better foods and get better nutrients in our system. You know, science likes to tinker with our foods, you know, isolate them, dissect them, process them. And, you know, they're not the same when you start doing that. So, and these days, scientists like to remove a lot of nutritional elements so they can, you know, make synthetic copycats or make, you know, patents out of things. So when you do that, it totally changes the ballgame. It really does. Nutrients need each other. Buffer alkaloids help the body use harsher chemicals in plant sources and salt even. So you don't want to strip those things away because they're not meant to be stripped away. Hey, Frank, do you remember the Rubik's Cube? Remember that thing? Big in the 70s? I had a hard time with that. I could never get that thing to work. the right way I wanted, frustrate me to no end. But there are a lot of combinations to the Rubik's Cube, right? Get those little colored plastic squares to line up. But in the end, what Rubik's Cube showed us was how to unjumble an object and put it together. With regards to our nutrients and foods, we find they can have a very complex chemical profile. So the elements somehow work better together for a specific purpose. So when you isolate one of these elements in nutrition, it's like, let's say, a supplement. It's not going to offer the same benefit because it doesn't have the other chemistry with it. So imagine one of those squares in the Rubik's Cube is missing. And this is what it is. What color is missing? You don't know. So, you know, how are you going to fix the Rubik's Cube when you don't know how, what color it is and what side it goes on? So this is kind of like the complex profile to nutrients. And when you start editing them, it's very nearly possible you're going to make something worse than when you started. Here is a quote from Dr. Joseph Mercola. He says, isolated nutrients or synthetic nutrients are not natural in that they are never found in themselves in nature. So taking these isolated nutrients, especially at the ultra-high doses found in supplement formulas today, it's more like taking a drug. Studies show the body treats these isolated synthetic nutrients like foreign substances or xenobiotics or a prescription drug. So that's what the body's having to work on. And I've said this before, if you get a supplement and you feel really great for a few weeks and you go back and get another bottle and then all of a sudden it's not working so well, it's because you've just depleted the nutrients the body was using to plug in what was missing in the supplement. So now it's not working because you don't have those nutrients anymore. So you just you didn't fortify yourself. You defortified. So let's say you purchase some vitamin C, ascorbic acid, and you want to prevent colds, especially in the winter months. Not hard to find ascorbic acid, vitamin C. It's in grocery stores, drug stores, vitamin shops. So this supplement really is a synthetic chemical used in a majority of products, but consumers associate ascorbic acid as a natural ingredient. The nickname is vitamin C. But you can't blame consumers because these products have the marketing down to convince them it's all natural. And face it, if you had to choose between two products and one had a label that stated high in vitamin C, you would buy that one, right? Yes, you would. So everyone has been conditioned to look for these little taglines and purchase a lot of junk supplements. So manufacturers have caught on to this marketing type of scheme, and they loaded up their products with ascorbic acid to sell more product. However, what is in the fake vitamin C? What's it doing to your body? Dr. Mercola says this, not only are isolated nutrients treated like drugs and other chemicals by your body, like drugs, they can create for you too. Nature does not produce any nutrient in an isolated form. The nutrients and foods are blended together in a specific way to work best in that format. For an isolated nutrient to work properly in the body, it needs all the other parts that are naturally present in a natural food. So this is why my scenario of supplement worked for 2 weeks and then quit working. Because you just depleted yourself. So aside from getting a lot of diarrhea from using vitamin C supplements, what else should you be concerned about? Well, according to the Home Economist, they reported on several studies on the megadoses of fake vitamin C. The Journal of Science in 2001 also found that inside the human body, the synthetic vitamin C, known as ascorbic acid, can cause genotype forms of toxins and increase your risk of cancer. So it makes sense since they've been told that too much acid in your body can give you can give cancer a foothold. You get your pH off. Now, the American Heart Association also reported in 2000 that there was a definite link between daily doses of 500 milligrams of ascorbic acid or your fake vitamin C, and the thickening of arteries. And also the Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 08, they stated that if athletes take 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid per day, it reduced their endurance because it was determined that the vitamin C interfered with the body's antioxidant enzymes. So another action that the fake vitamin C offers in the body is that it will affect good bacteria or good floras. It will take away your good gut flora with all the bad flora, too. Dr. Mercola says, if the parts are not all there from the start, they are taken from the body's stored supply. This is why isolated nutrients often work for a while, and then they seem to stop working. Once your body's store of extra nutrients is used up, the isolated nutrients you're taking doesn't work anymore. Worst yet, the deficiency in these extra nutrients can actually create in your body risk. So devitalizing yourself creates risk. So you're going to find complex natural vitamin C, the real stuff, all together, whole food nutrition in your bell peppers, citrus fruits, melons, broccoli, tomatoes. And if you're looking for a whole food organic supplement of vitamin C, look at rose hips. Look for rose hips. So if you're reading a bottle that says all organic natural vitamin C, it better say rose hips on there. It better not say sorbic acid. By the way, did I mention, I think I did, most of your vitamin C, almost all of it comes from China. Now you're going to find complex natural vitamin C also in horseradish, the rose hips I mentioned, aloe, yellow dock root, red raspberry leaf, barley grass, red clover flower, lobelia herb, parsley root, and hops flower. So a lot of your medicinal herbs come already packed full of organic vitamin C to help your immune system out. It's awesome. See, God did that. He knew what you'd need. Can't redo that copyright. It's perfect already. You want to stay balanced is the point. You know, you want to get a balance in not only your food and your diet and also in your nutritional supplements and even in your cleansing medicinal products. You want a balance. It's real important to cleanse properly. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they educate people how to cleanse in the proper order for safety and benefit, you know, for success. So you want to work with the system, not against the system. That's your body, by the way. So thepowerherbs.com is the place to go if you're looking for cleansing products, all organic, till standard, professional strength formulas, money back guarantee, product support. Call for their catalog. You know, just call for the catalog and you can flip through it. If you got questions, call them. The number is toll free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the address. And don't forget, Mother's Day special, 20% off through the 12th. So take advantage of that. Get stocked up on some natural vitamin C, for instance, and be all ready for the fall. I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I wish you all out there happy Mother's Day. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wishing you all to be well.